have you seen anything so far schematically different for the defense? Like, are they asking you to do different things this year?
There's a little bit of change, but, you know, we'll see what happens in the game plans and things like that. But, you know, most of it's the same, and, you know, it's just going to be how we execute. And if everyone's able to do their job on the defense, we'll be all right.
You and Penn State both having to vacate wins. You played in the game, 2010 game. Both had to eliminate the season. You remember playing the game. How does a player respond to a penalty like that?
Well, I mean, I was there, so, I mean, I played the game. I probably still got some bruises from that game, so it's definitely, it was real. And, you know, it was a hard-fought game. So, you know, for me, we both played that game. We both gave it everything we had, so it happened for me.
It doesn't change your opinion of it when the NCAA does that. Talked to some Penn State players yesterday. Thought they would, you know, they would be, say some pretty critical stuff to the NCAA about that punishment. Is that your same mindset?
For Penn State?
You can't tell if it didn't happen.
I mean, that's really a tough question to answer, but I know that, you know, the Ohio State football team went on that field and battled for 60 minutes that game. That's all I know.
Do you remember, does it stick out in your mind, that one, the 2010 game?
I mean, there was a bunch of games that stick out. I mean, I try to, you know, it's a tough question to answer, really. And when the teams vacate wins, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I have an answer for that.
Have you spoken to Mike Lazordich at all through this thing?
Yeah, I keep in touch with Mike pretty often, yeah.
I was just going to ask, how do you feel the team's been able to respond to Coach Meyer since he's come in, given what you guys have to deal with this year, not having that postseason ban, just the expectation level of people, how would you say it?
I'd say expectations are high, and we're hoping to go out there and win every game if possible. And I think that's every college football's goal. But, you know, we just got to make sure that we're taking it one game at a time. We've got a big training camp coming up, and we just have to make every day count.
Do you want to go over your expectations as a whole
defensively? I mean, we want to play complete games. That's a big emphasis for us this year. Last year, maybe hit quarters here and there. Two quarters a game, we'd play well. We want to play four quarters, dominant defense this year.
I think Coach yesterday was talking about how we kind of saw a lack of speed since we were here. Is that something that you could work on in the summer?
I mean, our defense is pretty fast, so, you know, I think we got guys who can run on defense. I think we've had the fastest defense since I've been here, so, you know, we're definitely working on it. You can always get faster, you can always get stronger, you can always get smarter, but, you know, we're working on all those key aspects every day.
It seems like one of the biggest things that Coach Meyer wanted to work on, maybe even more from an offensive standpoint, was kind of molding bodies, making people leaner, quicker. Zach Warren said that that's kind of been done at a pretty large scale on both sides of the ball. What have you seen from, you know, bodies forming, and, you know, is there a tangible difference between some of the offensive players that you're
trying to defend? I think you just look at Zach this year compared to last year. A little chubby last year, but he's, you know, he's lean and mean this year. But that's you got to give credit to the strength staff with, you know, Mick, Coach Court, Schlegs, Yuli, all, you know, everyone, Coach Parker, and just how well they push us and know what they're doing. And it's really transformed a lot of people's bodies.
You got a sense that maybe he wasn't necessarily pleased with the shape some people were in when he came. Given the offense that you guys have implemented, maybe on the defensive side of the ball as well, more apt to maybe taking on those types of expectations that he might have in terms of game planning and game prep and game speed?
Absolutely. I think he's happy with our bodies now, but there's definitely always room for improvement. We can keep improving our bodies and, you know, everything like that. But, you know, I think we're starting ready to start getting to work.